This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush lived a rich and productive life. AP White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports Mr. Bush died late Friday at the age of 94.
I've been privileged to hold a number of high-level posts over the years.
From the Pacific during World War II and the Texas oil fields to Congress and here at the White House.
George Bush, 41, came into office with one of the most golden resumes of any president.
But presidential historian Barbara Perry says Bush may be most remembered for his decency, saying he was nicknamed Have Half Bush as a kid.
Because if he was given something, he'd give half to a sibling or half to a friend.
His own definition of public service?
Helping others and sacrificing and contributing to causes bigger than yourself.
There were no post-DC blues. Bush spent some big birthdays after leaving here skydiving.
Get out and do some.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The leaders of the United States, Mexico, and Canada have signed a new North American trade deal. President Trump is calling it a groundbreaking achievement.
I think one of the strongest elements of the new, the USMCA, one of the really important things is you won't see companies leaving once that gets signed. We have to get it through Congress. And if it gets through, which I think it will, that'll be great. And if it doesn't, we're very happy the way it is now.
The pact will lock in U.S. market access to Canada and Mexico, expand American exports as well. Andrés Manuel López Obrador becomes Mexico's new president this Saturday. He enters office in a powerful position with a coalition that controls both houses of Congress. López Obrador has promised a more austere administration than that of his predecessor, Enrique Peña Nieto. Among other things, he has said that he will sell the presidential plane. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says Washington's pressure campaign against Iran is working, with Tehran increasingly losing its ability to support regional proxy militias. Pence touted U.S. efforts to press Iran to end its perceived malign activities during a speech to the Israeli-American Council. A powerful earthquake hit the U.S. state of Alaska, buckling roads and damaging buildings, but there were no reports of serious injuries. Bill Walker is Alaska's governor.
It was significant, very significant, very concerning. We have a lot to be thankful for. We have not had the loss of life that other locales will have had in our world with this size of an earthquake. Building codes mean something. Inspections mean something.
The 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck about 13 kilometers north of Anchorage, home to about 40% of Alaska's population, and followed by several strong aftershocks felt 560 kilometers away. U.S. President Trump has declared a state of emergency for Alaska and tweeted that the federal government will spare no expense helping the state recover from the earthquake. Marriott Hotel says up to 500 million people have had their personal information compromised as part of an online security breach. Marriott says the unauthorized access to their stored data had been taking place since 2014 and was only recently discovered. Thousands of U.S. troops will remain at the border with Mexico for at least another 45 days, working with personnel from the Department of Homeland Security. AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Pentagon plans to lower the number of active duty troops at the border from 5,600 to about 4,000, but will extend the unusual deployment until at least the end of January. That's according to an inside official who says the request is being sent to Defense Secretary James Mattis. President Trump ordered the mission in response to the caravan of Central American migrants who are now across the border from San Diego. Most of the troops now are in Texas, but more are expected to be sent to California, while others will remain in Arizona. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A North Korean soldier fled to cross a heavily fortified border to defect to South Korea today. South Korean soldiers escorted that defector to safety after finding him moving south of the eastern side of the military demarcation line that bisects the Koreas. This comes as North and South Korea have pushed to implement a wide-ranging military agreement reached in September to reduce tensions across their border. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.